Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's talk a little Major League Baseball right now. Joining me on the show is the owner and operator of the Parado Report newsletters covering MLB, also covers MLB for USA Today. John Parado joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. John, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to have you on the show. I feel like on tonight's show, we've been talking more about domestic abuse than we've been talking about sports between Ohio State and Roberto Osuna of the Astros, who we just had a caller call in about in the previous segment. And I'll start there. I'm curious your thoughts on the Astros' acquisition of Roberto Osuna from the standpoint of, if you were Jeff Luhnow, would you have made the trade for Roberto Osuna?
You know, if you're going to go strictly from a talent standpoint, yeah, because he's one of the best young relievers in baseball. But in this case, it's an awful sticky situation. You have a team that's been together, pretty much the same team as last year, except you've added Gerrit Cole, the only real significant acquisition. The team, it obviously has good chemistry, good vibes, a lot of good things going their way, winning the World Series last year, leading their division this year. And they've had two of their better-known players, Justin Verlander and Lance McCullers Jr., be very outspoken about domestic violence. And then you bring in somebody who's been arrested for assaulting their girlfriend into this mix, and I really just don't understand it. I don't think that he's that much of a difference maker over what they have already to where he pushes them over the top in a very tight race or anything. And I just fail to understand it. If you just look at it in a vacuum from a talent standpoint, then yeah, that's a good deal for them to get him. But considering all the ramifications, you just wonder in the middle of a pennant race why you bring a distraction like that in.
Well, and it's a team that's kind of leaking oil right now a little bit, John. They just lost George Springer today to a hand injury of some sort. Jose Altuve and Lance McCullers sent back to Houston to have their injuries looked at. So is it one of those things? Is it one of those things that potentially, like, is it getting dropped in there maybe at the worst possible time? Or is this a team that may be in need of, it's hard to know how much of a spark that a closer can give you, but what are your thoughts on the timing of the whole thing?
The timing's really odd, and I think if they went out and got help in another position, I could see it. I mean, they have Hector Rondon, who'd pretty much taken over as the closer for the last month and a half, the former Cubs closer, and he's done a very good job closing. I just think for all the more help that he's going to give them compared to what they already have in the bullpen, I just don't know if this is a hassle worth taking on. And I will say this. I've talked to Blue Jays people about Roberto Osuna earlier this year. They said he had never caused any problems in the whole time he'd been in an organization. This was the first time that he had any kind of off-the-field incident, even anything that maybe had flown under the radar and wasn't reported. They were surprised by it. They were shocked by it. And they thought that they were hopeful it was an aberration, a one-time thing. He'd sought counseling, and was trying to get things back together. So hopefully he has. Hopefully, you know, people make mistakes and are allowed a second chance. But again, I just don't understand in this case where the Astros are going to gain that much. If he were just a terrific player that would be a difference maker for what they need, I'd understand it. But in this case, I just think the potential of a headache is greater than what the boost he would give them on the field.
Yeah, I'm based in Houston, so we've talked about it a lot on my local show. And my big thing, you touched on it, was the chemistry. This is a team that's incredibly likable, that gets along really, really well. And now you're injecting that into the clubhouse. Last Astros question, I mentioned the injuries. I'm trying to find a way to phrase this, but I mean, McCullers is a, you know, the starting rotation is going to be okay without Lance McCullers, but they're missing Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, and potentially Springer now after today's injury. They're sort of big three, if you will. I'd throw Bregman in there as well. I guess what I would ask is, if this Altuve injury is serious, and maybe even the Springer injury as well, how many of these guys can they lose and still be viewed as a realistic defender of their world championship?
Well, I think certainly if Altuve and Springer, if these both turn out to be long-term injuries, and at least watching the game today, and I don't like to play doctor from watching a game on television, but Springer's injury didn't look good from the replays. Altuve, they say, is going to be okay, so I guess you could take your word at them. I think they'll get Correa back pretty soon. He hit a home run last night on his rehab assignment, and he seems to be past the back injury. But I think if you lose Altuve and Springer both for the long haul, maybe for the rest of the season or a good chunk of the season, then they're in trouble. I mean, you're talking about two of the very, you know, top 20, 25 players in baseball right there. Altuve in the top 5 to 10, and Springer certainly in the top 20 to 25. And I don't know, even as deep as they are, as good as they are, I think lose both of those guys for a long term would make it pretty tough. I mean, they could probably still get to the playoffs, but I think if they got to the playoffs, it'd be awfully difficult to win three series without either of those guys.
John Parrotto talking some Major League Baseball with me here on CBS Sports Radio. John, obviously one of the biggest acquisitions last year was Justin Verlander at the August 31st, the waiver dead, you know, the waiver trade deadline, where he had to go through waivers to be traded, and that wound up being a trade that you could argue won the World Series for the Astros. I certainly don't think they win it without him. Are there any names that, as you look at the month of August, are there maybe not as big as Verlander, but we saw a couple guys change teams just within the last 24 to 48 hours. Are there any names that you would look at and go, okay, maybe that's a potential one that a contender could jump in on and pick up?
You know, there's two names that really didn't come up at the trade deadline, and it's a team that's really going nowhere, the Chicago White Sox. And I have to wonder if Jose Abreu, their first baseman, or obviously El Garcia, their right fielder, if somebody offered the White Sox enough prospects, if they wouldn't maybe turn one of those two guys loose. And I would think because both are making big salaries, they'd be able to get them through waivers. That's the one that, to me, surprised me, that White Sox were so quiet. And, those are two names. I just got to think that maybe the White Sox sneak one of them through waivers and try to trade them in August. But I don't see a Verlander type unless it's Jose Abreu. I think, you know, there are so many trades this year before the deadline, something like 25, 26 made in the week before the deadline. I don't think there's that many potential players left that are out there, certainly big-time difference makers. But if there is going to be anyone, I think Jose Abreu, if the White Sox decide, hey, you know, he's 31 years old, by the time we're good again, he's going to be on the downside of his career. I think that could be one person that goes in a trade.
Isn't it crazy to look back now, John, and think that Justin Verlander made it through waivers last year?
It is. But, you know, again, it's such a detriment because, I mean, the Tigers were rebuilding, and I think teams were scared. You know, in waiver trades, if somebody puts a claim in and the team doesn't pull the guy back, the trading team, I should say, who puts the player on waivers doesn't pull him back, then you're stuck with the salary. And I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, this time last year, a lot of people didn't look at Justin Verlander as a big difference maker anymore. He was having a very so-so year for the Tigers. He pitched an incredible amount of innings in his career, a lot of mileage on his arm. And I think a lot of teams are probably a little scared, saying, hey, if we claim him, we might get stuck with that contract, and we don't know how good he is. And I'll give the Astros credit. They saw something in him the other teams didn't, because I had scouts from more than one person, Sean, tell me that they thought that the Astros made a bad move picking him up. They didn't think he had all that much left in the tank, and boy, he showed them wrong and the Astros wrong. And not only did he last year, but he's come back this year and pitched great too. So, you know, hats off to the Astros scouts for seeing something in Verlander that other teams didn't. But I do think that's how he got through waivers. There were just teams scared they were going to have to be on the hook for like $20 million.
Yeah, no, I get it. I probably should have said, with the benefit of hindsight, how crazy is it to look at Verlander getting through waivers. John Parato joining me, talking some Major League Baseball. This Mike Socha situation where the Athletic has reported he's going to step down at the end of the year, and Socha used the word poppycock. It's the first time I've heard that word in like 15 years, I think, to describe that report. How do you think this Mike Socha situation ends up playing itself out, John?
Well, I got to think there's something to it because, I mean, Ken Rosenthal's as respected as anybody in baseball writing, baseball journalism. And I don't think Ken Rosenthal half-cocked wrote this without there being a pretty strong possibility that it's going to happen. I think probably what happened, Socha got caught off guard. He didn't think it was going to leak out, and he went into the defense mode today. Though I was told by people who were there, I wasn't at the press, his pregame press session, but they said he was actually in a pretty good mood. But it makes sense. I mean, he's been there 19 years, and let's face it, they've only been to the playoffs once in the last 7 years. They haven't won a playoff game since 2009, and I think that organization's got a little stale, and it's nothing against Mike Socha. He's done a tremendous job. He's the only manager ever to win a World Series with the Angels. He's been there 19 years, the fifth longest tenure of anybody in baseball history. But I really do think things have gotten stale with the Angels, and probably it wouldn't surprise me if they make a change. I think they'd prefer not to fire Mike because he's meant so much to the organization. I think they would rather be a mutual parting or hear him retiring. And I think this was a reaction today from Mike saying, hey, this cat got out of the bag and I don't want it to be a distraction right now, so I'm going to deny it. But I have to believe there's something to it.
Last one, John. How dangerous are the Oakland A's?
Pretty dangerous. I tell you, they have totally flown under the radar. You never see them on Sunday Night Baseball. You don't see them on national TV. But, boy, they have a good team. They have a power hitters up and down the lineup. They have a really good bullpen. They have a pretty good starting rotation, not a lights-out, make you just cower in fear type rotation, but certainly good. And Bob Melvin's a really, really good manager. He's proven that over the years in Oakland and Arizona. And I tell you, they're a threat to overtake the Astros. I think unless the Astros, just like we talked about earlier, really just the injuries are too much to overcome, I still think Houston will win the division. But Oakland has done a great job. They were double digits out in the wild card just barely more than a month ago, and now they've zoomed right past Seattle for the second wild card. So certainly a team to keep an eye on for sure, a team that's going to have to be considered a surprise team of the major leagues this season.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, the Red Sox have played really well all year and have put a lot of distance between themselves and the rest of the American League, and their reward for that might be playing the winner of the Yankees and the A's in a wild card game. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's something I think needs to change. I think they need to seed the teams again by, you know, just because you're the wild card winner, I don't think you should necessarily be the fourth seed. If you happen to have the second best record, which, if you recall, 3 years ago in the National League, you had the three best records on the Central, and the number three team, the Cubs, beat the number two teams, the Pirates, in a wild card game, and the Cardinals end up drawing the Cubs rather than the Mets or the Dodgers. And that certainly didn't make any sense, like a lot of things in Major League Baseball. And I do hope that's something they will rethink. And I would imagine if it affects the Yankees or Red Sox, most likely it'll be rethought because it seems like the world revolves around those two teams.
It does, yeah. Sunday Night Baseball tonight. Yeah, absolutely. John Parato, you can give him a follow on Twitter, at JParato, P-E-R-R-O-T-T-O, so double R's and double T's in that name. Hey, John, I enjoyed that conversation. Really appreciate it. Hope to do it again with you down the road. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Good talking with you.
Yep, you too. Thanks, John. Really appreciate that. Good Major League Baseball conversation there. Nice to dip our toe in the MLB water as we've been trying to swim through the Urban Meyer cesspool for most of the evening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.